College students across the country are returning to campus this month from their winter breaks, and some have an unpleasant surprise waiting for them. In Missouri and other states, colleges have taken the rare step of raising tuition in the middle of the academic year. Administrators say declining state revenues are forcing them to shift more of the costs of higher education onto their students. Matt Hackworth reports from member station KCUR in Kansas City.
The quiet student union on Missouri Western State College's campus comes to life around lunchtime. A small crowd waits for the doors to open to one of the school's cafeterias. Like college students everywhere, most of these young people are on a tight budget. One of the students is sophomore Amy Dunlap, who says she was surprised when just before winter break, the college increased tuition by $10 per credit hour.
Kids that basically depend on the scholarships to go to school here had to come up with that extra money, and I take 20 hours, so that's an extra $200 I had to come up with.
This campus on the rolling plains of Missouri in the historic wagon train town of St. Joseph isn't alone. Colleges and universities in Massachusetts and South Carolina are also raising tuition in the middle of the school year. Five public schools in Ohio increased tuition by as much as 6% for this semester. The American Association of State Colleges and Universities says states are having a problem funding public colleges, forcing tuition increases. Missouri Western's $10 per credit hour increase was a last resort, says college president Jim Scanlon.
As the states reduce their effective support for public higher education, the costs are effectively being shifted to students. It's not a new thing. Even though there are more dollars in higher education than there were 10 years ago, the proportion of the state budget continues to shrink.
The economic downturn has meant hard times for many state governments, and that means lower contributions to state colleges. For students, higher tuition bills mean more and more of them are forced to find jobs. The U.S. Department of Education says 75% of college students work some sort of job while taking classes. Scanlon says he's worried that students who are already having trouble making ends meet will have to drop out if tuition continues to rise.
Certain economic categories of people will be priced out unless at the same time there is a significant infusion of dollar into financial aid.
Amy Dunlap says she'll be able to absorb the extra $200 tacked to her tuition bill.
My parents help me, which I'm lucky, but most kids don't have that ability.
Three out of four students on this campus already receive some sort of financial aid, and the administration at Missouri Western says it may have to raise tuition again this fall. For NPR News, I'm Matt Hackworth in St. Joseph, Missouri.